I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, we're just underway with 2019, but in one department at the DNR, they're already planning what 2020 is going to look like. Literally. I'll explain what I'm talking about in just a moment. The DNR Wildlife Calendar is the pride and joy of the agency. Published now for nearly four decades, the artwork in that calendar has become increasingly refined over the years. Competition is fierce to get in, and right now that competition for next year is ongoing. Jessica Swecker of the DNR's Elkins Operations Center is in charge of making sure the art for next year's calendar is lined up, and this year there were more than 300 submissions.
And then when the first round, they send us just a digital image of it, so we get a whole bunch of emails, or they can send pictures, but we take pictures with our phones and add it onto a PowerPoint. After we have all of our PowerPoint put together, then we go for our first round where we have everyone in the entire building come up and decide through all the ones to narrow it down some, because we started out this year with about 325, and we narrowed it down to 27. So we have to narrow it down from there, and then after we get the 27 selected, I send out letters asking for the original pieces to be sent in. And so then we have to wait a couple weeks for those to be sent in, and then go from there, and we'll judge them from there and go find our final 12.
Hard work is submitted by a mid-February deadline, and the staff at the Elkin Operations Center is the judge. Swecker explains that while they have specific things they're looking for as they conduct their judging.
We can't have all winter seasons, so we want to look for something that will go along with each season. And then we try to limit it down to, like, not all of them deer, and this, we try to select different species. And then our biologist and wildlife personnel here try to decide whether they look anatomically correct and like they're supposed to. So that narrows it down a little bit more. So we try to have something from every season and kind of something from every kind of animal breed. And
although landscapes are acceptable, the focus is really on the wildlife.
We have in the past, but anymore they're really going for wildlife. They want West Virginia wildlife to be in them. We like for our pictures to have backgrounds, so that would be a one of the things that would maybe make it pop, as long as we can still see the animal. We've had some that you can't hardly see the animal because of the background, but we do like to have backgrounds in our pictures.
So what do you win?
If they get the cover, they get $500 plus 25 calendars. If they win a month, they get $200 plus 25 calendars.
Plus the prestige of winning, and you'll be published in the West Virginia Wildlife Calendar. Each print in the calendar is suitable for framing, and you can already submit artwork for next year. Just get in touch with Elkins Operations Center and ask for Jessica. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.